This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, October 30th. You made it halfway through the week. And man, it is a chilly one out there this morning. Just 52 degrees right now. It was definitely shivering. We turned the heat on in the house for the first time yesterday.
Oh, kicked on,
just
huh?
on the downstairs. Uh-huh. Yeah, just it was a little chilly. And I if it were up to me, the heat would have been on probably a week ago. But when my husband finally gives in, you know that it's a little bit cooler than normal here.
Yeah, changing the weather right there. I was thinking about you last night. I'm very excited for you with your Yankees. It was a big baseball game last night.
They got a win. At least it's not a sweep.
No,
you got to take the little victories. Yeah, that was a good game last night if you're a Yankees fan. And I was just happy to see them finally wake up and do something. It has been really kind of dismal these last three games. So yeah, they finally got one last night. I will say though, even as a Yankees fan, I was really disappointed in that fan behavior.
Oh, God, yeah.
Those two guys in the outfield. That was just so disappointing and to see. And if you missed it, Mookie Betts went up to catch a ball and one fan grabbed his wrist, which could have seriously injured him. And then the other guy tries to pull his glove off of his hand. It was just classless behavior. I was so embarrassed by that. And those guys will never set foot in another major league ballpark again. That is for sure.
Yeah, things could have gone really sideways. Broke his wrist and some kind of damage to him. Yeah, and those guys. And have they released the names of the guys or anything? As this, I haven't followed up on the story this morning.
I don't know.
I'm sure people will find out who they are.
I don't know if they release that kind of information. But yeah, it was just, I was really disappointed to see that. You know what? It should have been a fun like celebration, and it still is, but I just feel like there's a kind of that dark cloud over it because of what they did.
Ah, forget that. They won last night.
I was embarrassed.
I got stuff. Hey, it's not you, it's the fan. Yeah. Hey, every team has those portion of fans that are just obnoxious and cross the line. It's just nothing you can do about it. But who's the guy that hit the grand slam last night?
Volpe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I got sucked in that game last night. I was watching the post game and seeing him chit-chatting and taking photos with Derek Jeter after the game. That seems like a cool dude.
Oh, man. It was just a great game if you are a Yankees fan. So, yeah, I was just happy to see them walk away with a win. I don't know what's going to happen from here on out, but just glad it was not a sweep. So
then the that the game is tonight then in New York, right?
Yes, okay. Another one right. tonight. So we'll see how that goes. How are you doing this morning?
Good. I feel bad because this morning, Laura's out of town and I woke up and took Jax out and went upstairs and got dressed and everything and then went down to take him out for a final time before he left. And I thought the house alarm was still off, but it wasn't. And the alarm goes off and it's so loud. I go running and it turned off and I couldn't get, it wasn't taking the alarm code. So it took like a good 30 seconds for the house alarm to turn off, but got it off and went out back. As I'm out back with Jax, I noticed my next door neighbor, like his bedroom light is on. I'm like, I don't think a house alarm is that loud that would wake up a neighbor.
Maybe he was just waking up for the day.
I've never seen that light on before because that's what caught my eyes. I walked down the backyard. I'm like, oh no, don't tell me he's up because my alarm was going off for 30 to 45 seconds this morning. I felt bad, but what can you do? It happens.
Yeah, that's a long time for the alarm to go off.
I know, because I'd run from the back door to the garage door where the thing is, and just I was punching the code in, but it wasn't all four numbers weren't going through for some reason. So it was just going off and off and off. Like, my gosh, turn off alarm. And then to see that light on, like, I felt bad, but... That would be a pretty loud alarm to go through my garage and then over to his house to wake him up.
Yeah, either way. I mean, he could have just been waking up early. Yes. Or if I heard something like that, I don't think I would turn my lights on. I would definitely peek out the window. But when you turn your lights on, the people outside can see you inside. And I don't, like, sometimes I'll be getting ready in the morning and I'll hear something outside. So I literally turn off the light.
Smart.
So I can look out the window and they won't see me. So yeah, I'm not sure.
But I'll chalk it up to he was up. Yeah, he was getting up.
It's an early start to the day.
He was getting up at 4:45 this morning. Yes.
Well, we have a lot coming up on the show today. We've got those tickets for you to see Duran Duran. It's going to be a really cool show December 30th at the Fountain Blue Light Theater. Your tickets coming up at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. Also this morning, it's career day. We are going to learn about a profession. Ask anything you want. Find out what they get paid. Another interesting profession coming up at 8:00 this morning. So a lot to get to. Plus, we are going to send you trick or ticketing. Your tickets coming up right around 9:10 this morning. You pick whose house you want to go trick or treating at, and you will get a pair of tickets to a mystery show. That is all on the way, but let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear All Over You by Live? All over you, all over me. Do you want to hear Barbie Girl by Aqua? I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life is plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair. Or do you want to hear Don't Trust Me by 303? Don't trust them. Never trust them. Don't trust them. Don't trust me. Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Also, tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM or text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, I was really influenced this week. Have you ever been influenced by someone or something? I have a new obsession and I did not even see it coming. When were you influenced and what was the item? That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in and All Over You by Live is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick up.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. One of the terms that kind of just annoys me is the term influencer. I'm an influencer. I influence you. But it does happen
it
from
does
time
work,
to time.
Yeah.
I saw this story earlier this week, and it was about NFL players. And did you know NFL players eat at least 80,000 1,000 Uncrustables a year. Those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that don't have the crust on them, they eat. Travis Kelce has gone on record saying that he eats more Uncrustables than anything else in the world. And according to this article, just getting all the information from the teams across the NFL, teams go through up to 4,300 Uncrustables every week.
Holy cow.
Yeah, the snacks are the most popular in the locker room of the Denver Broncos. They eat around 700 of them each week. Then it's the Seattle Seahawks. The Las Vegas Raiders, they enjoy the least, or they enjoy around 60 a week. But still, I'm reading about these Uncrustables, and I'm like, it has been ages since I have had an Uncrustable. So I see this article. My husband happens to text me right then. I'm running into the store. Do you need anything? And I send him a screenshot of them. And I go, can you get me some Uncrustables? And he's like, why? I'm like, I don't know. I've been influenced by the NFL. I want to eat Uncrustables now. And he came home with this huge box of them. I mean, I thought they came in small boxes. This box is gigantic. And I was like, wow, okay, I'm good to go on Uncrustables. But man, they are so good. I think that they're my new like obsession. I know they're not targeted towards adults, but I see the hype, NFL. I see the hype.
You got to bring them in. I'm now on their website looking all the different, what kind, did he get just the regular kind?
He got the strawberry ones.
The strawberry
kind? I don't like grape jelly, so he knew not to get me the grape ones, but I love strawberry. And so, yeah, I got they're so good.
Bring some in.
I've been having them for snacks.
They're so good.
Have you, see, I'm influencing you now.
You really are.
Thanks to the NFL influencing me. Has anyone or anything ever influenced you to buy something where you're like, I got to have that now. Now that I've seen that, I got to have that. 702-364-9400.
There's a wrestling podcast, and it's hosted by a guy by the name of Eric Bischoff, and he used to be run a wrestling company called WCW, and I listen to his wrestling podcast all the time. And he has an Australian cattle dog. He's had cattle dogs, blue heelers, his entire life. And when Laura and I were thinking about getting a second dog, I was listening to his podcast, and he's always talking about cattle dogs, how smart they are. He loves his cattle dog. And I was at dinner one night with Laura, and I'm like, have you ever heard of a cattle dog? She's like, no, what's a cattle dog? And so we started researching cattle dogs. I'm like, oh my God, these dogs look amazing. And then we started to look for a cattle dog. So the reason we have a cattle dog as our second dog is because of Eric Bischoff. He has a cattle dog and talks about it all the time and influenced us to get a cattle dog.
Influenced by the wrestler, influenced by the NFL. I don't think these sports companies know how much influence they have on us. We're getting some text here. This one says, the Uncrustables are so yummy toasted. Ooh, I didn't even think about that. So they come frozen, and then they say that you're supposed to thaw them. And so I actually ate one frozen, and it was really good. I enjoyed it. But throwing it in the toaster, that sounds incredible.
Are they high in protein?
There's 9 grams of protein,
okay.
210 calories. So it's like a nice little snack. So I don't know. I'm just telling, I'm not getting paid by Uncrustables, but I'm telling you, don't underestimate those kid foods out there that are marketed towards the kids. I am such a huge fan now, and this is now my snack of choice.
You said the Raiders eat the least amount?
No, actually, I stand corrected. It was the Cincinnati Bengals. They eat the least. They only eat around 50 a week, and then the Raiders are right ahead of them at 60. But yeah, I'm also influenced by my Denver Broncos. They know what's up.
See, maybe the Raiders need to eat some more, and they would start winning.
Maybe.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2162.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. It is October 30th. It's 6:02. Thank you guys for being here as we get things going. Chilly morning. 48 degrees right now. Woo! So grab that coat, grab that jacket while you're headed in to work or school this morning, because it is chilly out there.
I saw something the other day that I can't tell you the last time I saw this. I'm driving down Desert Foothills up there in Summerlin, and I see a guy walking on the side of the road, and as cars are approaching, he's kind of turning, so he's facing them, and he's doing some kind of gesture. I'm like, what's this guy doing? As I get closer to him, this is an older gentleman who is hitchhiking. When's the last time you saw a hitchhiker? I haven't seen one in years.
It's been a while. Maybe he like ran out of gas or something. It was looking for a ride to a gas station or something.
Maybe. I didn't see any cars on the side of the road, but could have been. He has some logical reason why he's doing it. But it was just so odd because I haven't seen someone hitchhiking in a long time. And he put his thumb out and no one had stopped at that point. But he's going somewhere and looking to bum a ride from somebody.
Yeah, I cannot tell you the last time I've seen someone doing that. It never seemed safe to me, but it especially today does not seem safe to me.
Have you ever picked up a hitchhiker?
No. There's no, absolutely no way. Have you?
We did once. We were in college. This was late 90s, and we went mountain biking up in Red Rock, and we're driving back down to campus. And back then, it was just, you know, Charleston, two-lane road coming down from Red Rock, and we're driving down. I got my buddy's pickup truck, a couple bikes in the back. One of my buddies is sitting in the back of the truck, and as I'm driving, I see this guy. He's just this derelict, like thumbing it, like, hey. And so I pulled over.
Why was he a derelict?
I don't know.
What did he do that made him a derelict?
He just looked disheveled. He didn't look like it was all together. He's coming down from the mountain. I'm like, what's this guy doing? We pulled the truck over. I'm driving, and my buddy is in the back. He's like, why are we pulling over? And then he sees the hitchhiker come running up to the truck. My buddy's like, no, go. I'm like, no, let's pick him up. And he got in the bed of the truck, and I'm like, where are you going? He goes, into town. And so we just drove down, and he got off, I think, maybe at Charleston and Jones is where he jumped out of the truck, and that was it.
That does not seem safe to me. I will say I remember my dad picking up a hitchhiker once when we were little. He has this big, like, Ford F-150 truck, and it had, like, a camper shell on the back of it. So me and my brother were in the back. I just hanging out, you know, it was like carpeted. He had it like, it was really nice back there.
Yeah.
So it was not like we're sitting on the actual truck. So we're just hanging out there playing and stuff. And it's in the front is my dad, my mom, and then, our out of town friend. Well, my dad's coworker from Germany his name was Ziggy. They called him Ziggy. It was Siegfried, but they called him Ziggy. So Ziggy was in town. He was staying at our house. So the three of them are in the front. So this lady is hitchhiking. And she's like beautiful, and my dad's like, oh, let's see where she needs to go. So he kicks Ziggy out. Ziggy has to come sit in the back with us so that the hitchhiker lady could come sit in the front with my dad and my mom sitting in the middle. It was the most bizarre thing. My mom just mentioned that when she was in town over the weekend. She's like, do you remember when your dad kicked Ziggy out of the front of the car so that we could pick up that hitchhiker? And I was like, that was so bizarre. I just remember him coming back and like, he had his German accent. He's like, hello, kids. And I was like, what's happening right now?
That story is fantastic on so many levels. For the fact that your dad had that F-150 with the camper and the carpeted back, that's amazing. Ziggy, the German business partner of your dad's, get out.
He lived on our couch for so many like days. Like I feel like he was there for a couple of months just sleeping on our couch. It was just so bizarre. But the nicest guy. Alive, I believe.
Oh, we need to track Ziggy down.
Find Ziggy.
We gotta find Ziggy.
My mom gets a Christmas card from him every year.
Does she really?
He's still around.
Oh, how special. On the show today, so much happening. Let's tell you this. Duran Duran will be here December 30th, and you'll be at that concert. Those tickets are coming up right around 7:30 when you conquer the Mega Minute. And then up next, we do have what's trending. What do you got for us?
Lady Gaga drops not one, but two surprises yesterday. We have details coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Lady Gaga is trending this morning. On Friday, we didn't really talk about this. She released the lead single for LG7, Disease. Did you hear the song at all?
Yeah, I think it's great.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. If you missed it, here's what that sounded like. Well, yesterday, we got the visual for the song. She released the music video. Both the song and video, it's very reminiscent of early Lady Gaga. Hard techno beats, the dark, odd aesthetic. She said on Instagram that the song is about the relationship that she has with her own inner demons, and that the song is about facing that fear, facing myself and my inner darkness, and realizing that sometimes I can't escape the parts of me that scare me. So it's out. The video is kind of odd, but I liked it because I did feel like it was that old Lady Gaga that we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, I thought the video is it's a trip watching it. Like a witchy version of Lady Gaga in the video in the regular version of Gaga. It's intense watching it, but I do think the song is great. The first time I heard it, it grabbed me, and every time I hear it thereafter, I like it even more and more.
Yeah, she. I think it should be a hit, but it's really good. If you guys want to hear it, if you haven't heard the whole thing, maybe we can play it at some point. It's really good. But aside from that, she also gifted fans a live version of Die With a Smile, recorded here in Las Vegas, and it is out now. The song was performed at Dolby Live at Park MGM back on August 27th, where the two singers performed it. They performed it twice, and a lot of people were like, why are they singing this twice? Well, now we know, because they were recording a video for it.
No kidding.
Yeah, that video also dropped, and here's what that sounds like. I love this song, and I thought the Live in Vegas version was even better. Yeah, video with it, you gotta check it out. She posted it on her socials, but it's on YouTube and anywhere that you would get your music. It's really, really good. Now we know, like, what these she was teasing surprises, so we got two of them yesterday. And Gaga has said that she does plan a return to Las Vegas. No word when that will be, though.
Do you want to do Disease coming up here a little bit? I think we should play it.
Yeah, if you guys are up for it, and if you haven't heard it, stick around. I would love your feedback on it and see what you guys think of it. We'll definitely play the new Lady Gaga here in just a couple of minutes, and that's what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's 6:34, Mercedes in the morning. Do you have a child in your life that has ever lied straight to your face and tried to get away with something that it was obvious that they were completely lying about? I love those TikToks where the kid will have like blue frosting all over their mouth and their mom's like, did you eat the birthday cake? And they're like, no. And it's like, are you sure you didn't eat the birthday cake? They're like, no, I didn't. But the frosting, the evidence is all there, but they will still straight face just lie to you. Has that ever happened to you? What lies did you catch your kid in? Did you ever catch a kid in a lie?
Well, for me, that was the style that I got caught in my lie. Because I remember after dinner, we'd have a knickknack, have a little snack before we go to bed. And I was in trouble for whatever reason, but I still snuck my knickknack, which was Oreo cookies. And then the same thing, my mom like, did you have knickknack? I'm like, no, I didn't. She's like, why do you have Oreo teeth? I'm like, ah!
Yeah, just straight there. When I was a kid, I don't know what possessed me, but you know, you have like family photos and picture frames all over the house. I don't know what possessed me, but I decided it would be funny if I took those pictures and poked holes in the eyes so it would like look like, I don't know, in my mind it would look like real eyes if there were holes in them. And so I took one of my mom's like little pins that she used for sewing stuff, and I poked holes in every single picture with eyes in it. And it took her months to figure it out, because she just was looking at one picture one day. I was like, why do the eyes look weird? And then she looked at all of them and realized they were all poked out.
Oh,
I got away with it for so long. And she's like, did you poke holes in these pictures? I'm like, no. And she's like, How did this happen? And I was like, I don't know. And I think it took me years. I think I was an adult when I finally, she didn't catch me in the lie, but I finally admitted to the lie on that one.
That is a twisted thing to do. I think I'm going to take a pin and poke holes in all the eyes in the photos of our house. And you went through the whole entire house?
Oh my gosh. So many pictures I ruined. When did you catch a kid in a lie? Hey, Sandy, what happened to you?
So my son is in his 30s now, but when he was about 5, he would go play with the neighbors down the street, and the neighbor's dad came and said, your son keyed my car. And we asked my son, Trevor, did you do this? And he said, no. Then we asked the dad, well, how do you know that our son did this? And he said, well, he carved his name, Trevor, in the car.
Well, that's kind of a dead giveaway.
Come on, Trevor. Write something else. Go Yankees. Write something different. Come on, buddy.
Reyna, good morning. When did you catch your kid in a lie, or was it you that got caught in a lie?
Oh, it was me and my siblings. We got you July telling my mom that I hadn't gone anywhere after we had taken my grandma home. We made this elaborate lie, had our story down packed, and my mom caught us red-handed.
How did she catch you?
She interrogated us.
Oh.
Separated us and questioned us one by one.
That's the worst.
Worse than the FBI.
Oh, yeah. Moms can get anything out of anyone. I thought maybe she caught you like at a drive-thru at something. Has that ever happened where you told your parents you were going to go somewhere and then all of a sudden you totally lie and they pull up next to you and you're like, oh, crap. Like, obviously, this is our car.
This is the worst. As a kid, I had a three-wheeler, and my buddy had a dirt bike, a motorcycle. And my parents all the time, don't let anybody ride the three-wheeler. Don't let anybody ride the three-wheeler. That's yours. No one else rides it. My buddy and I would swap all the time. And I remember he was on my three-wheeler, and I was on his dirt bike. We're riding in this field that's next to a road. And sure enough, who is driving down? I see the car coming. It's my mom and my sister.
Oh.
And we just make eye contact. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh,
I don't want to go home.
Gosh, that is the worst. We just got this text. It says, my son lied to my face repeatedly that he wasn't smoking. When smoke was wafting from behind his back, he was 14. This one says, the girl next door and I ripped up some of our neighbor's lawn. We said we didn't do it, but we had dirt all over the butts of our shorts.
Sometimes you just can't escape it. Oh my gosh, you in the eyes though too. That's
I know.
Interesting.
It's very bizarre.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Hey, travelers, take note of a new rule change. Airlines are now required to refund passengers automatically for canceled or significantly delayed flights. Under the Department of Transportation's new rules, airlines are going to be required to provide cash refunds promptly and without customers needing to ask. Domestic flights that are delayed by 3 hours or more and then international flights that are delayed by 6 hours or more qualify for a full refund. They'll also have to refund for services that you paid for but weren't provided, like Wi-Fi or entertainment or anything like that. My question is, though, like, will they still rebook you? And if they do, do you have to pay now for that? Or, you know what I mean? Like, okay, I had a flight to New York and it's delayed by 3 hours. We're refunding you the money, but you'll be on the next flight. And do I pay for that new flight? What if it's more expensive than the first flight?
Yeah.
You know how that, like, how does that work? Now am I having to go rogue and find a brand new flight, which, and this short of notice is probably not going to be cheap, you know?
Or do you just get the flight for, let's say it's your delayed, the whatever reason the flight is delayed 4 hours, so you're past that 3 hour window, but if the plane will be here, it will land here, we've got to clean it up and we'll get you to New York City. It was delayed coming into Vegas, so do you then get a free, you get the full refund and now have a free flight to New York City if that plane is still taking off?
My guess is that if you choose to wait, then you don't get the refund.
Uh-huh.
But don't you think they should give you something?
Something kind of compensation for waiting 3 hours, wasting 3+ hours of your day to get on this flight. Yeah, it should be some kind of compensation, but this is at least a step in the right direction, so you have to fight the airlines to get some kind of refund back. This is a nice move.
Have you noticed, though, flying in and out of Vegas, and I don't know if it's just Vegas or if it's other cities, but I'll be flying in and they'll say, let's say I'm in San Diego and they'll say, well, we're supposed to take off now, but Vegas is not able to handle their incoming traffic. So we're going to have to sit here for a half an hour. Like, nothing's wrong with the plane. They're all clear down there, but I have to wait because the traffic here is all bogged down, or vice versa. I'm flying out and they're like, you know, there's a lot of traffic and you're stuck on the tarmac for like an hour just waiting to take off.
That's why they need to build that second airport out in Gene. Would you drive out to Gene to fly out of Las Vegas?
It depends. How cheap is the airfare? Where am I going? I would prefer not to, honestly. I know it's not that far. The airport from my mom's house in Denver, it's ridiculous. It's like an hour to get there. It's crazy.
That's so funny. Yeah, so you think, same thing growing up. It's like at least 45 minutes, an hour to get to the airport. All my entire life until I moved to Vegas. And now you say, oh, I got to drive to Gene. Oh,
yeah,
it's so far.
We're really spoiled. Also this morning, so what is old is new again. Old school catalogs are making a comeback for the first time in years. J.Crew, they're the latest company to give it a shot. The idea is for people to be able to take their time with them instead of flipping through digital pages. Experts say it's to spur interest. There's been a 49% jump that has been seen with catalogs and a 125% jump in inquiries about brands. I do love the old school catalogs. We still get the Target catalog in the mail, and it wasn't that good, the one that we just got the other day, but I would go through that Target catalog and circle everything that I wanted as a kid.
Yes.
And then give it to my mom. Like, this is what I want. And she'd be like, yeah, right.
Yes, I would do the same thing. I felt like that was their marketing ploy as when we were kids, because there was a place back east was called Best, and it was kind of like a Kmart type place. And every November, they would send out their annual calendar, and sure enough, the toy section was 10, 15 pages long. I would do the same thing, just sit there and go through, circle stuff, and send it off to Santa, and fingers crossed that he would get my stuff at Best this year.
Yeah, I love that they're making a comeback.
That's cool.
And that helps too, parents, if they're trying to get stuff for their kids. Just like my kid makes a PowerPoint presentation every year on the stuff that she wants, and some of the stuff is so over the top. And I'm like, you know, you're not going to get this. Like, why do you even put it on here? She's like, hey, I'm just putting it out there. I'm just trying to manifest stuff.
Heck yeah, it's her vision board.
Yeah, exactly.
You showed us one of yours. Well done,
Brooklyn. She'll never get half of the things on that list. Finally, this morning, for the third year in a row, Jason Kelce and his former teammates from the Philadelphia Eagles are releasing a holiday album, a Philly special Christmas party. And we get to hear his brother Travis. We heard him sing on last year's record. He's back on another track this year. The track is called It's Christmas Time in Cleveland Heights, and a preview of the song just dropped. It gives us a little peek of the NFL players' songstressness, if that's even a word. But obviously, Taylor is not the only one who can sing in that relationship. The track is about the holidays in the Kelce brothers' hometown of Cleveland Heights. Travis's voice sounds very smooth in the clip. Jason sounds really good too. Here is a little taste of that.
It's Christmas time in Cleveland Heights. It's Christmas time in Cleveland Heights.
The album, it comes out on November 29th.
It was about two Christmases ago. I was home back in Philadelphia, and everyone was talking about the Eagles' Christmas album. The Eagles' Christmas album. Did you hear the Eagles' Christmas song on the radio? I'm like, I didn't know the Eagles. I'm thinking the band, the Eagles. I'm like, I don't know the Eagles released a new Christmas album. So I was like, no, it's the team, the Eagles. They have a Christmas album. Like, oh, okay. Oh,
well, I'm excited because we're just 2 days away from Christmas season.
As soon as Halloween's over.
I'm so excited, Halloween.
Forget Thanksgiving.
You're out of here.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Ugh, I'm so frustrated right now. Is there like a friend of your spouse or your significant other that you just can't stand? I I don't get involved in my husband's friendships. They're his friends because they're his friends. But there's this one guy that my husband's friends with, and I cannot stand the guy. I feel like I may have brought him up before. This dude is the most annoying guy on the face of the planet. He does not live in Las Vegas, thank God. But he is, he's one of his friends on social media. And he is like that know-it-all guy. He knows everything better than everyone else. He's constantly commenting on my husband's posts, being a know-it-all, degrading people that don't agree with him. Just a jerk. Mr. Negativity is what I call him. Mm-hmm. He is the biggest jerk. And I asked my husband, like, how are you friends with this guy? He's so annoying. And he's like, I'm not friends with him. I just went to high school with him and he friended me. And I was like, he's annoying. He's like, I know. And I'm like, why don't you unfriend him? He's like, because I don't, why should I? You know, that's just who he is. And I'm like, oh, he's so annoying. So last night, after the Yankee game, Matt makes a post on his social media. Uh-oh. And he just posts like about those two awful fans who got involved in the game, the fan interference during the game. And, you know, we're Yankee fans. So he wrote, this dirtbag shouldn't be allowed to attend any live events going forward. And he showed pictures of them. So, of course, his friend has to comment. And he wrote, thought you liked the Yankees. That's how New Yorkers roll, bro.
Oh, gosh.
And so Matt responds and he writes an expletive, BS, but he writes it out in all caps. And then his friend writes, guarantee he gets high fives and pats on the back from everyone in the house as he's escorted out. I'm like, this guy is so annoying. I cannot stand this guy. And so I respond. I go, well, you may have missed the video of the fans booing him and telling him to GTFO as they were escorted out of the park. So he responds to me.
Oh, no. So now we're engaging, huh?
Yeah, we're engaging. He writes, wasn't watching. I was watching a rally. Future of our country takes precedence over something as inconsequential as sports. But it's a very New York way to be. Oh, my God. I lost it. I was like, this dude.
He's pushing buttons.
This dude is the worst.
He's born to push buttons. Oh, gosh. I think we all dislike this guy right now.
I wrote back, you can still care about the country and watch a baseball game.
Yeah.
And he has yet to respond.
Good.
To me
nice
yet.
Response.
What? Does anyone else have a friend of their spouses like that you just cannot stand? That just drives you crazy. Do you ever like put your foot down and say, like, look, I don't want you to be friends with this person anymore? I would never do that. And he even annoys my husband. But it's just like, I cannot stand this man. He is so annoying.
He's still affecting you 12 hours later
I'm
after the fact. You're still bothered by it.
Him. Who has a spouse with a friend that you can't stand? We've got some people on hold. They say they can one-up me. Oh, I can't wait to hear this. So 702-364-9400 is the number. It's Mix 94.1. Yeah. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I am dead. I am dead right now. Someone on the text lines sent in a text identifying exactly who the person is that I cannot stand that is friends with my husband. I'm like, how did you know? Like, oh my gosh.
I'm clicking on this guy now.
This guy is just, I can't stand it. Does your spouse have a friend that you cannot stand? I know I don't get involved in my husband's friendships, and my husband doesn't even like this guy, but they're just friends on social media, and oh my gosh, I can't stand the man.
I see the guy, then the mutual friends that I have is Matt.
That is the one. We're taking your calls. Who has a spouse with a friend that they can't stand? Rachel, good morning. What's up?
Oh, good morning. I just can't wait to tell you this one. My husband used to have a friend. I did put my foot down. And when we were dating, this guy was just, he just always made me feel like the third wheel. He just never made me feel like I could be friends with him. So I told my husband at the time, we cannot be together if you're going to be friends with this guy. And we have not talked to him in 17 years. And I'm still annoyed. I'm still annoyed.
You're still 17 years. I hope this guy does not get on my nerves for 17 more years.
But this guy's been rattling your cage for a couple years. And now that I pulled up his profile, I remember you talking about him before. This guy's been pushing your buttons for a couple years now.
Oh my gosh, he has been driving me crazy. The person who figured out who it is, they said, "I don't know him other than seeing his stupid comments on Matt's posts. I want to eye roll him so bad." I got another text from a friend of mine. He knew exactly who it is.
No kidding.
He's like, "I can't stand that guy." Yeah, it's just ugh, but. Yeah, it's I know I'm best just ignoring it, but this guy really knows how to get on my nerves.
Well, it's like a fly. Every once in a while, you just got to swat at it. You know, they're going to sit there and annoy you. Eventually, you got to swat at it. Hopefully, it goes away, but like a dirty old fly comes.
Yeah, here he is.
Buzzing again. Right back. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Always streaming live on the Odyssey app. And we have your tickets to go see Duran Duran. They'll be here right around New Year's Eve. And we got your tickets coming up here in just a few minutes with the Mega Minute.
Did you see that woman from New Jersey who is suing JetBlue because they served her an ice cream sandwich that was too cold? Did you see that?
Was it frozen solid or was it too cold?
It was too cold.
Okay.
It was frozen solid. She and her fiance, they were flying from New York to Paris in August. Because I was like, okay, where was this flight to? Who serves ice cream sandwiches on a flight? And then I was like, oh, it wasn't an international one. So maybe they have some better stuff. One of the snack options, though, was a chomp size strawberry shortcake ice cream sandwich. It's made by a company called Nightingale. And I guess she chomped down on it without realizing that it was frozen solid. She broke a tooth on it and it cracked the tooth down to the root.
Oh.
She had to have it pulled by a dentist as soon as they landed.
Oh, the pain.
Yeah. Then she got an implant later and she says that the ice cream sandwich was like a block of ice. And the flight attendant should have warned her. So she's suing. She's suing for damages. She's suing for pain and suffering. And a jury's going to decide if she deserves any money and just how much. Has that ever happened to you where like food injured you? You took a bite of something, it injured you, or you ate something and then maybe after the fact it injured you. I've bitten into like not ice cream, but cold things before, like a popsicle or something, and it's so solid and you're just like you're at that point of no return. Like, I've committed to this. My teeth are implanted into it. Or do I just try to pull them out? And I've never, luckily, knock on wood, broken a tooth on that. But have you ever been injured by food before?
My story is similar to this lady. I just had two implants done this past summer and finally getting the permanents put in here. They're ready to go. I said to go to the dentist and have the permanents put in. But this whole journey on my tooth, the implant, at one point it was a 3-tooth bridge. It started with one tooth. It goes all the way back to college when I was eating a Thomas's English muffin. It was just a toasted English muffin. Had some butter on it. I was sitting there after class back in my apartment watching MTV and took a bite of this English muffin and my tooth just cracked. I must have been a bad tooth or was building up for a while, but
if something as soft as an English muffin, I mean, the toastedness, I don't think has much of a factor unless it's toasted to a crisp where it's completely like burnt. But I think you had a rotten tooth. That easily. It's like you blow on the tooth and then it's like crumbles.
I blame the Thomas's English muffin. I'm sitting like, what is going on in this? And I realized, oh my gosh. And so I went in and that's when the journey started. I remember the dentist at the time, he put a cap on the tooth, fixed it up. And I said, how long would this cap last? And he said, it'll last a day longer than you do. Pfft, he was wrong. But it's finally fixed. After all these years, the implant has been put in and I'm good to go now.
Someone, we just got a text here. It said, my mom would make Christmas cookies ahead of time and freeze them. When I was a kid, I snuck one and stupidly bit into it and cracked a tooth. Does this happen a lot? Anyone else get injured or crack a tooth on food? 702-364-9400. Valerie says, one time my friend bought an ice cream sandwich during lunch and his tooth literally fell out and we couldn't tell if it was a baby tooth or an adult tooth. Oh my gosh. This wasn't like cracking a tooth and it wasn't an ice cream sandwich, but in my family, we like when it's green chili season, my mom will roast the chili and then she'll clear the table, put like newspapers down and we all like sit around and peel the chili together. And you definitely want to wear some sort of gloves or something, or if not, my mom always says, make sure you douse your hands in like vegetable oil, because if the heat of the chilies gets on your hands, it can be really painful. So I had gloves on, my aunts had oil, and my little brother decided he wanted to help us. So he comes up and he just starts helping to peel, and not everything's fine. And so he decides he's done and he leaves. And all of a sudden we hear him screaming.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he went to the bathroom.
Oh.
He went to the bathroom. He touched his little little area, and it was burning. So I'm like, I want nothing to do with that. I'm like, I'll stay away. My mom's grabbing him an ice pack. My aunts are like, put baby oil, or not baby oil, vegetable oil. But yeah, I was like, no, let's like not do that. It was so, so upsetting. The poor kid was in tears.
Oh, you can feel the pain just telling that story.
Yeah, so bad.
Oh, here we go. It's time now for the Mega Minute.
We have your tickets right now to see Duran Duran. This show was just announced this week. The tickets don't go on sale till Friday, but we have two right now to see Duran Duran on December 30th at the Blue Light Theater inside the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. Who wants to go? All you got to do is be caller 20 right now and conquer the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds. It's 10 questions. You get them all correct in that time, and these tickets are yours. Easy as that. Caller 20, you are playing right now. 702-364-9400. Good luck. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Brittany, good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo. Yay!
Good morning. Are you ready to do this? You ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
We're ready. We listen every morning. We're excited.
Oh, you have some help this morning. Who's going to be helping you out?
I do. I have my two daughters, Ariel and Dallas.
Hi, Ariel and Dallas. How you guys doing? Good. All right. If any of you guys know the answers to any of these questions, just shout them out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next question. Okay.
Okay.
All right, ladies, you're playing for these tickets to go see Duran Duran. And we have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong, or if you want to pass on one, that's fine. We'll come back to that question at the end. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What coffee chain recently released two drinks inspired by the film Wicked?
Starbucks.
Yes. How many centimeters are in 1 meter?
Ooh, pass.
Which actress played the Marvel superhero Black Widow?
Scarlett Johansson.
Yes. Tight end George Kittle plays for which NFL team?
49ers.
Yes. In what decade did the original Gremlins movie come out?
Oh, 90s?
No. What is the name of Nevada? Yes, that is correct. What is the name of Nevada's governor?
Sisolak?
No. What Friends actress is also in the Scream movies?
Courtney Cox.
Yes. What is the name for a carved pumpkin that is associated with Halloween? Yes. Which celebrity voices Dory in Finding Nemo?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes. What type of blood cells fight infection?
Red.
No.
White.
Yes. What?
No.
Darn it. You guys did so well. So you got 8 out of 10. You went back and corrected some, which is totally fine, and I love that. The two that got you, how many centimeters are in 1 meter? Centi means how many?
100.
100. 100 centimeters in 1 meter. And then Nevada's governor is Joe Lombardo. Not Steve Sisolak. I mean, he is a past governor, but not the current governor. So that means Brittany and Ariel and Dallas. By the way to come in clutch for mom on that jack-o'-lantern question. That was amazing. That means that caller 20, you're going to get these tickets, two of them, to check out Duran Duran at the Blue Life Theater over at the Fountain Blue on December 30th. Those tickets are yours right now. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So much attention has been given to early in-person mail-in voting during the last few weeks. And as of yesterday, over 50 million ballots had already been cast in next week's election. While some states have seen an increase in early voting, stats put together by professors at the University of Florida found that 4 years ago, there were over 101 million early ballots cast in 2020.
Whoa.
So, yeah, that's about half of what is going on now. Now, early voting here in Nevada ends on Friday. So if you don't get in there by Friday, then you're going to have to mail in that ballot or go in person on Tuesday. NBC News is reporting 42% of the early ballots that have been cast so far are casted were cast by registered Democrats, and 40% were cast by registered Republicans.
So my wife and I won't be able to vote in person next week. Be working all day, and she's out of town. So we did early voting last week. It's so easy. No lines. If you go to the Clark County website, it shows all the polling stations here in town, and it shows how long the actual wait time is in real time, so you know what you're walking into when you go to vote.
So no lines, because every time I drive by my place that I'm going to go to, there's a line out the door.
Yeah, we went last, I want to say maybe last Tuesday or Wednesday. We went mid last week, and there was zero, walked right in.
So it just depends on where you go, because so there are lines to some places. Some places are busier than others.
Yeah, I think time of day, too. We went at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so I think time of day is a big thing as well.
Also, this morning, good news for McFlurry fans everywhere. The days of sorry, our ice cream machine is down, might be fewer and further between thanks to a new exemption from the U.S. Copyright Office. So that's always been the ongoing joke, that the ice cream machines at McDonald's are always broken. Well, now McDonald's operators can call in third-party repair techs instead of waiting on the manufacturer's often slow and pricey services. So basically, the company that made these machines, they had a copyright on it that only their technicians could fix the machines. So when they break down, they call them. Well, it was, they were just at their mercy waiting for them to come out. But now third party companies can come in and fix those and get them done faster. They have been pushing for this, hoping it leads to quicker, cheaper fixes, and more importantly, more reliable access to their soft serve treats, which I'm a fan of. It's a very sweet victory for franchise owners.
That's kind of bizarre. They had to go through that whole route to get things done versus just calling someone in town to get it fixed real fast.
Well, yeah, they can't. They have to use their technicians.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, it's kind of an odd thing. They had to wait.
Well, it's brilliant. Honestly, if I'm going to invent something, and only my company can fix it.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
No one else.
I don't like that.
So you're going to have to pay my prices. You're going to have to wait for my schedule to open up. It's all about me. So now they're not going to be able to do that
anymore.
That's
good.
Finally, this morning, after the bride and groom say I do, and guests listen to all those heartwarming speeches and watch the newlyweds share their first dance, everyone else is ready to hit the dance floor. And it turns out there are a few classic tracks that play at receptions all the time, and new research reveals which ones they are. So there was a new study that was done, and it's done by an online wedding vendor search tool. So names of the most popular wedding songs were put into this, and they analyzed 2,000 wedding theme playlists on Spotify. For it was almost 50,000 songs that were on here, and they found the playlists were chosen on keywords like wedding dance, wedding party, walking down the aisle, first dance songs, and they found that there are certain songs that appeared on more of those playlists than others. So we're getting some texts here at 702-364-9400. This one says, the most popular wedding song has to be the Cha-Cha Slide, which I agree with you. I feel like I hear that song pretty much at every single wedding I go to, but that is not in the top five, surprisingly.
Oh, no kidding.
So number five on the most popular wedding songs of all time, September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
This gets the aunts and uncles, everyone up there on the dance floor.
I haven't heard this song at a wedding before, honestly. It's been a while since I've been to one, but number four is by Vegas' own The Killers. But it's just a place of pain, destiny. I would totally agree with this. I just feel like this is one of those songs that when it starts, everyone starts going crazy and dancing. The number three most popular wedding song of all time. This is the best when those ants you were talking about get out on the and start dancing to this. Oh, they go crazy. Number two, most popular wedding song of all time. You got to throw it back, right?
I see the bride, and all the bridesmaids out there to this one.
Lip syncing in their bouquets. For sure.
You did it, Suzanne. You're married.
Did you guys watch Saturday Night Live when Ariana Grande hosted and they did that tribute? It was the bridesmaid tribute.
I was dead. Oh, gosh.
Domingo.
He shows up.
I have had that stuck in my head for the past 2 weeks. Like,
what were they singing to? Espresso, was it?
Yeah, it was to Espresso. And it's like, it was me, Domingo. We did hook up, though. I was dead.
If you missed it, the bridal party is singing about pretty much how the bride had an affair on the
Bachelorette party.
Yeah.
All right, the most popular wedding song of all time. Are you guys ready? It is... Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. It is appearing in 484 of those playlists that I mentioned. The 1987 hit included in almost 25% of all wedding playlists, making it the most popular wedding song of all time.
You played yours?
What's that?
Did this play yours?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I could see it being played at mine.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, I like that one.
Coming up here next, it's Wednesday, so we've got our career day lined up.
And we have a new profession to learn all about today, guys. We are going to be talking to Mike German, who is the owner of Silver State Locksmith. Have you ever been curious about what locksmiths do? I have so many questions. I cannot wait to talk to him. So if you have any questions for Mike, we want to hear them. You can call us. You can text us right now, 702-364-9400. We have Career Day coming up next. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it's Wednesday, so that means it is Career Day, where we find out about a job that maybe there's some behind-the-scenes stories, maybe there's some things that you've been curious about, and if you're ever willing to sit in the hot seat and be a part of our Career Day segment, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to us through our social media platforms. Just look for Mercedes in the AM or Mercedes in the morning, or you can email us through our website, mix941.fm. Today, we are talking to the owner of Silver State Locksmith, Mike. Is it German or German, Mike?
Mike German.
Mike German, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you.
So you have been in the locksmith business for how long?
Almost 16 years.
Okay, and how did you get into this? Did someone influence you, or are you just like, this sounds interesting to me?
No, well, actually, I was working as a security before that, and one of my employees, co-worker, says, hey, you want to open a locksmith? And I'm like, locksmith, what is that? You know, and it's like, you know, keys, break-ins. I'm like, wow, can you make money on that? He says, yeah, it was sure, and that's just like that.
I got to imagine, Mike, when people call you, they're in a bad spot. Like, they desperately need to get in somewhere, and you are who they call. They probably want to see you immediately. Are you ever kind of leery about some people who are like, hey, like, what happens if someone says, hey, this is my house. I lost my key. Can you let me in? Like, what kind of questions do you ask before you do something like that?
So definitely I will have to show, you know, they're going to have to show me a proof of maybe ownership or a driver license with the same address.
What if that's locked in the house?
Inside the house?
Yeah, what if all my stuff is inside the house and I've locked myself out? I literally have nothing on me.
So the same. So we'll open it, but you will still have to show a proof once we get in.
Has it ever happened where they didn't have the proof and then you had to lock them back out?
So it did happen one time that actually we did let somebody into their house, and once I've been asking the documents, they did not want to, you know, show any proof. So we actually had to call the police.
Oh gosh. I've always wondered about that.
Mike, what?
Yeah. It's really, you know, once you get into those kind of things, I mean, we have no choice.
We
have a license, you know, we have to follow the regulations.
Well, that's good to hear. And I've used locksmiths before inside my house for a closet that got locked. I didn't realize there was an actual lock on it. But what's the strangest thing you've been called out to open?
Oh, wow. So not too long ago, I had actually a phone call coming from one of the motels here in Vegas. It was like 2 a.m. in the morning. This guy calling me, and he says, "Man, I really, really need your help." So I said, "Of course, yeah, how can we help you?" He said, "It's very embarrassed, but please, please, I really need your help." I said, "Okay, go ahead." He says, "Well, I'm laying on bed, tied up with handcuffs." I'm like, okay. He said, "I had a working girl with me the whole night, and she took my money, ran away, and I'm just right now in bed. I don't want to call security. I'm embarrassed. Please come and help me and get me out."
The guy was
all naked. I'm all naked on bed. I'm like, oh, whoa.
Oh my gosh, the guy's naked, handcuffed to the bed from a working girl, and he was too embarrassed to call security. So did you go in there and let him out?
Yeah, I had to go, you know, and it was just the way he was saying, you know, was naked on the bed, and
well, how did you
really embarrassed? Yeah, he was like,
"How do you get in the hotel room?"
Yeah, you have to go to the front desk and ask for the key. How'd you get in his room?
So I had to actually go to the security, and I told them, "Hey, that's the situation. The guy's embarrassed. He called out."
You told on him. He didn't want them to know, but you told
because,
on him.
You know, because we are a locksmith. They don't let, you know, you cannot just get into the hotel.
Yes, yeah, I totally understand. You're doing the right thing, Mike. I love it.
We are a rescue, so, you know, that's the main job.
Luckily,
rescue people.
Well, luckily you get to his phone, too.
Yes,
he's
exactly.
Naked in bed. At least his phone was in arm's reach. Could make that call. And I like how he went with you first. You're the go-to on that one.
Mike, hold on. We're going to come back with some more calls. We're getting some texts. We're getting some calls. What question do you have for Mike from Silver State's locksmith? 702-364-9400 is our number. You can call us. You can text us with your questions. We're going to get to a few of those here coming up next. And then also, we're going to find out about the money. Everybody wants to know about the money. What kind of money can you make being a locksmith? We are curious. And Mike is going to tell us coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1. Welcome to Career Day. We have Mike, the owner of Silver State Locksmith, talking to us about being a locksmith. We've heard some interesting stories of some of the things that you've seen. We're getting a bunch of calls and texts, Mike. Are you ready to answer some of these?
Of course.
Okay. How does someone become a locksmith? Is there a school that you go to?
Yeah, there is some courses that you can take to just get, you know, more of information and about how to pick locks and make vehicles keys.
So just kind of look for like those trade kind of programs?
Yeah, there's some trade. Yeah, I'm not sure if there's any in Vegas, but I know there are some.
Mike, what's like the best lock? I mean, I feel like my house is secure. I feel like I got a good lock on my front door. Is there like a certain style of lock we should all have on our homes?
For eye security lock, I definitely will go with the multi-lock.
A multi-lock. Okay, like sales just skyrocketed.
Googling multi-lock now.
This question just came in, Mike. Is there a lock that cannot be opened?
You can always open. I mean, there's always a trick or something, but you really, really, really need to know what you're doing. So I would not say that there is a lock that cannot be opened. We can always drill them and get in.
How many times do you have someone like call you out and say, "Hey, I'm locked out of my car, I'm locked out of my house," and then you start working and then they're like, "Oh, wait, here's my key in my pocket. I didn't even notice."
A lot. So that's a lot of times. I mean, Vegas is a crazy town, you know, a lot of drunk people. So, yeah, we'll call us, hey, I lost my keys. Can you unlock my car? We're unlocking, you know, of course, there's no keys. And then, yeah, next thing you know, it's in, you know, on him. And he's like, oh, my God, here's the key. Some of them, we even make them a key. So we make them a new key. And while we're doing the process, they're finding the key.
Oh, that's hilarious. Like, well, now you have two of them you can work with.
So check your pockets before you call a locksmith is what you're saying. That's awesome, Mike.
All right, Mike. Everyone wants to know, what is the money like in your profession? How much money can a locksmith make?
Well, the beginning was not easy. We probably was making, I would say, between 100 to 300 a day for me and my partner. And then slowly with the years and getting accounts and, you know, more clients, right now we can say between 1,000 to 5,000 a day.
A day?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of people get locked out, apparently.
Well, yeah, it locked out. A lot of the commercial, you know, building, residential, you know.
That's great money, Mike. Good for you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that is so cool. Wow. I feel like I know so much more about this. I just watched that Menendez Brothers thing, and they were trying to open the safe that they thought the dad's will was in. And I'm like, they had to call in the locksmith who came in there, just drilled a hole in it. Boom. All done. Not something you would recommend trying on your own, though, right?
No, definitely not. Especially with the safe. Yeah.
Well, Mike, this has been so educational. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Mike from Silver State Locksmith.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.
That was interesting. Now someone just texted, is there a key to Mike's heart?
Ooh.
Oh, I'm sorry. We just let him go. I didn't get the answer for you.
Real quick, Menendez, you watched the whole thing? Or
no,
just the first couple?
I'm just on like the third or fourth episode right now.
Think they should get a retrial based on what you saw?
So far, no, okay. But I've only seen, like, I don't know what's to come.
Yeah, exactly.
And I did not follow this case. I was much younger, so I didn't care about this stuff. Mm. I was watching Saved by the Bell, so.
Same thing. 90210.
I had no idea what was going on.
Saved by the Bell. Let's do this. It's now time for Heads Up, and caller 20, you get to play. The phone number you want to call is 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and you're playing for a great prize.
We have your tickets right now to see comedian Morgan Jay. It's the This One's For You tour. Tickets are for January 25th. That's a Saturday over at the Palazzo inside the Venetian. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category and your partner. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Lisa, you're caller 20. You're playing Woo! Heads Up.
Woo!
Let's do this. We have a couple of tickets for you to check out Morgan J, comedian over at the Palazzo. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Head and Shoulders, United Nations, or World Series?
Head and Shoulders.
Head and Shoulders it is. National Knee Day was last week. So these are all different body parts, okay?
Okay.
Who would you like to pick as your partner?
I'll pick you, Mercedes, please.
Okay.
All right, Lisa, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct. And when you do, you win. And heads up, you start now.
These are on your feet. You wiggle them.
Toes.
Yes. This is Shakira's These Don't Lie. Her what don't lie?
Lips?
Not lips, but it rhymes with that. You shake them. It's not your butt, but your...
Hips.
Yes. This is, if you are a chiropractor, you study this long thing that goes up and down your back.
Fine.
Yes. This is, guys really have prominent ones of these in their throat, and it looks like they're moving up and down when they talk.
Adam's apple.
Yes. If you play soccer, you might get kicked in this spot on your leg, the front part of your leg.
Shin.
Yes. If you have to go to the bathroom all the time, you probably have a really small one of these.
Bladder.
Yes. Wow, Lisa, you know your body parts. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lisa, you're all set with those tickets to see Morgan J. This One's For You tour on Saturday, January 25th at the Palazzo. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
And check this out. Next hour, we got Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Tickets. It happens right around 9:10. You get to go trick-or-treating at one of our houses and get yourself some huge concert tickets. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So there's an election coming up. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's happening next week.
There's some ads running for that. Yeah. Or one or two.
So do celebrity endorsements, do they actually influence your political position? The answer, according to a new poll, is yes, 11% of the time. Just a little over 1 in 10 Americans say a celebrity has caused them to reconsider their stance on a political issue, but even fewer, 7%, say they have supported a candidate because of a celebrity endorsement. Meanwhile, 51% of Americans say they have a negative perception of celebrities because of their political positions. And overall, Democrats are a little more likely to change their opinions or vote a certain way thanks to celebrity encouragement.
Okay. I wonder if that number has been decreasing through the years. Like, I wonder what that was like 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Did a celebrity endorsement carry more weight in the 80s, 90s, or 2000s when someone come out for a presidential candidate?
Maybe. I mean, I am fine with celebrities saying who they endorse and who they want to go for. That doesn't bother me at all. I know it bothers a lot of people, like, you know, it shouldn't matter, but we all have the right to vote. So mm-hmm. We all have the right to our opinion. And yeah, they have a bigger platform. They can say whatever they want to say. I'm not influenced by it. Like, I have my own thoughts and, you know, you do you, I'll do me. But I don't mind if they come out and say who they support publicly. It doesn't bother me.
Everyone has their opinion. If they want to share their opinion, fantastic. You can share your opinion as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also this morning, if you hit snooze a lot, like this morning when you were waking up, you're probably living out one of Americans' most common nightmares. This new poll looked at the most common nightmares that we have, and waking up late made the top 10. Do you have nightmares about waking up late? Have you ever done that before? I had a dream like a few weeks ago where in my dream I got up and I got ready and then I looked at my clock and it was 6:30 and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so late. And then I woke up for real and I was like, thank goodness that was just a dream. Have you ever had that dream before?
I have those late dreams. Or do you ever I have a dream where I need to get somewhere and I cannot get there. It might be in the building and a song is ending. I have this dream that I can't get back into the studio, or I just can't move. Like last night I had a dream and I had to run somewhere. I was running but I wasn't moving. Like, why am I not moving? I'm trying to run but I can't move.
Yeah, those dreams where you're like paralyzed, like those night terrors where you just cannot move. Well, the most common nightmares that we have, the top three, dying is number three. 55% of us have those nightmares that we die. Number two is being chased. And the top dream that we have, nightmare rather, is falling. 65% of us have had a nightmare about falling from a pretty high height. I mean, I'm sure I've had dreams of those things before, but the one that always gets me, and I get scared when I dream it, is when it has something to do with my teeth.
Teeth falling out?
My mom used to always tell me, if you dream about someone's about your teeth falling out, someone's going to die. And so if I dream that, I'm like, oh no, who's going to die? And the weirdest thing is, I had that dream and some celebrity died. I can't remember who it was, but I was like, it's my fault. I dreamt that my teeth were falling out. I killed that person.
But it's a horrible dream to have. And I have that one too. And I'll have that dream and like I'm chewing on something or just my teeth start to fall out. But then I wake up and I'm like, oh, thank God. It was just a dream. It's such a,
yeah, you're like,
such a relief.
Filling all of your teeth are there. Like, oh my gosh.
Got them.
Finally this morning, if you have some footage of a ghost in your home, you have got today and you've got tomorrow to make some cash from it. So the doorbell camera company Ring, they're doing this contest for Halloween. It's called the Great Ghost Search. And if you have undeniable footage of a ghost, you could get $100,000. Now, they announced it last month, but you have until November 1st to submit your entry. It's similar to the Out of This World contest they did last year. They were looking for legit footage of aliens that time, but no one had any. Mm. So if no one gets a real ghost on camera, this $100,000 is going to go to whatever video their judges like the best. So they're willing to look at unique, entertaining clips. Those are going to be the big ones. So maybe you could make a joke out of it and pretend like there's a joke, something like that. The two main rules are the videos have to be 30 seconds or less, and the footage has to be filmed on a Ring doorbell. So if you've got that undeniable footage of a ghost, but it was filmed on your Nest or something like that, nobody cares. You're not going to be able to delete it. It has to be on a Ring doorbell. They have posted some of the most unique and good like submissions so far, and some of them look pretty legit. There are some that have like these weird orbs that just kind of fly into the picture. There's one that I saw where this box just randomly like kind of picks itself up and moves, and it doesn't look like there's anything attached to it. It's really weird.
Wow. And they did the alien one last year.
I mean, yeah, they didn't get anything.
Yeah, well, we had alien footage here last year. What happened in that? What happened to the aliens that landed here in Las Vegas?
Was there footage though?
I thought he had footage.
Nothing public that I know of. I don't know if there's something private, but definitely not anything public.
That whole thing just went away. It blows my mind. Mm-hmm. That there something came down here. The whole nation was talking about it. Now all of a sudden, though, no one brings it up.
That story got shut down real fast.
I don't want to talk about it because I might get shut down.
Yeah, really.
Coming up here next, we've been having a lot of fun with this all week long in the spirit of Halloween. It's Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Tickets.
That means you get to go trick-or-treating at one of our homes. You pick whose house you want to go to. And aside from candy, there may be some tickets in that bowl for you. Trick or Ticket coming up right around 9:10 this morning. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. If you're a baseball fan, last night to game 4 of the World Series, the Yankees finally got one. They ended up winning that game yesterday, beating the Dodgers. They're still down 1-3, and the series stays in New York for one more night, and then it's going to move back to the Dodgers, provided that they don't close things out tonight. I got my fingers crossed on that one. That was just very much a relief as a Yankees fan to see them get at least one win, and it wasn't a complete sweep because it was not looking good going into last night.
I'm happy for you. The Yankees, they were hot last night, super hot last night. We have a coworker of ours. This was interesting. We have a coworker of ours who's a huge Dodgers fan, and he was telling me about some advice that his dad gave him when he was younger regarding sports. I was talking to this coworker after the show and made a comment about, like, I always think it's neat when the team can win World Series, Stanley Cup, whatever, on their home ice or the home field. I think it's neat when they win it at home. And we're just talking about the World Series, and he goes, nah, not tonight. Like my dad always says when it comes to sports, if the other team is drowning, shove the garden hose down their throat.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what? And
wow.
He goes, yeah.
Kick them when they're down mentality.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
That team is drowning. Put that garden hose down their throat and put them out of their misery.
Oh.
Like, dude, that was intense.
Did you ever get any, like, questionable advice from your parents where you're like, Okay. I don't know if this is, you know, what all parents would say, but okay.
Well, I did last night when the Yankees won. I did text our coworker and I said, it looks like the Yankees got out the garden hose tonight.
What did they say?
Just, you know, sad face emoji back.
Well, let's, like, be honest, because he's been talking about it on the air. It's J-Love. It's J-Love who does middays. And he loves to try to start crap with me about this series. And I don't bite. Like, yesterday he's like, oh, she's giving me dirty looks. I was not even looking at him. What are you talking about? He comes in here, he's like, well, what do you think? Three games down, oh boy. I'm like, I'm not doing this with you. I am not fighting with you. I am just cheering for my team. I'm not going to talk trash about your team. He loves to try to instigate stuff with me.
I heard that break. He's like, Mercedes is giving me the evil eye. And I look up, I'm like, she's looking at me.
I wasn't doing anything of the sort. What are you talking about? But he loves to try to get a reaction out of me. And it's like, I'm not going to do it. You know,
he's cutthroat when it comes to sports. He even said, he goes, anything else, I'm there for you. But when it comes to sports, I'm cutthroat.
Corinne, did you get any advice from your parents that you think maybe that was kind of questionable?
Yeah, definitely. While in the trenches of potty training my toddler, I was told, oh, just tell them you're going to call the police if they won't use the potty.
Oh, my God.
We worked on you.
Like, if you don't use the potty, we're calling the police. Oh, my gosh. The trauma. The trauma you are starting. I don't know which is worse, that or the garden hose.
The garden hose is worse.
They might be one and the same. We were
good. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. This is a lot of fun having everyone come trick-or-treating at our houses.
It is time for Trick or Ticket. And Lisa Marie, you are caller 20. Woo! How you doing?
I'm so excited.
Let's do this. Lisa Marie, you have to pick whose home you want to go trick-or-treating at. Is it going to be my house? Is it going to be JC's house? Or is it going to be Steph's house this morning?
I'm going to go with JC.
All right. Okay, so
here's
the deal. We're going to have you walk up to the door. We're going to knock on the door. And then when he opens the door, you have to say, trick or ticket. Okay, you think you can do that?
Okay, I can do it.
All right, here she goes. Let's ring the doorbell.
Ring the doorbell.
All right.
Trick or ticket.
Yes. Oh, nice job.
Yay.
Oh, the dog's going crazy. Calm down, Jax. Hold on. I have a bag of candy. Let me get my bag and reach into here and see what we have here, Lisa Marie. I don't have the best candy on the block. I'll tell you that much.
Did I see dry Jello in your...
Yeah. If you watch the Instagram video, I'm handing out dry Jello.
First of all, who even has dry Jello? And second of all, why do you... Oh, okay. But hopefully your ticket choice is much better.
Just, you know, the dry Jello is left over from when Laura had her colonoscopy.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, they make it already made, you know.
Well, you know, it's cheaper. Okay. Oh, I'll take the envelope out here, Lisa Marie. Let me open up this envelope. I put my stuff in envelopes. Okay. And, oh, Lisa Marie, for you, we have tickets for you to go see Chelsea Handler.
Oh! Very nice. That's going to be such a fun show. Two tickets to Chelsea.
I love her. She's so funny.
She's hilarious. It's Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. And these tickets are for Saturday night, actually, Lisa Marie. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Lisa Marie.
I have to say, the tickets, top tier. Really good selection here so far.
Yeah, next level stuff. And, hey, tomorrow is Halloween. So, of course, we're doing trick or ticketing again tomorrow morning. It happens right around 9:10. It's 694.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. In this radio station, we truly have some of the best contests out there.
Yes, we do. We've got tons of concert tickets to give away. We've got all sorts of goodies.
Including right now, you can win some airline tickets right now on Aer Lingus Flyaway that's happening right now. Text the word Irish to 20357 for the chance to win a pair of round trip tickets on Aer Lingus to Dublin or any other European destination.
They have connections to destinations like London, Paris, Rome. So head over to Aer Lingus now to see the new offerings from Las Vegas, but make sure you enter to win. Text the word Irish to 20357 for the chance to win a pair of round trip tickets on Aer Lingus to Dublin or any of their European destinations. So It's going to be really cool. One listener of Mix 94.1 is going to win those tickets. So do it now. Irish is the word you want to text to 20357. That is it for us today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Catch up on the website or on the Odyssey app. That is free. AUDACY. We're headed out. J-Love up next. But right now, it's time for the line of the day.
And for Career Day, we spoke to Mike, the owner of Silver State Locksmith. And he told us about an odd call he got from a hotel.
That was like 2 a.m. in the morning. This guy calling me and he says, man, I really, really need your help. He says, well, I'm laying on bed, tied up with handcuffs. I'm like, okay. He said, I had a working girl with me the whole night and she took my money, ran away, and I'm just right now on bed. I don't want to call security. I'm embarrassed. Please come and help me and get me out.
That would have been wild, but he still called the cops anyway. He had to.
We're like, how did you get in their hotel rooms? And went to the front desk and asked for the key.
Yeah,
and told
what
happening.
What do you expect?
And that'll do it for show number 2162 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.